FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what is new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm chatting to award-winning wine writer Maylou Lambert. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a great time to be chatting. With Bastille Day on the 14th of July, I thought there's no one better to tell me a little bit about the terroir of Franschhoek and how it contributes to the characteristic wines of the valley.
So, Jenny, I have a huge soft spot for Franschhoek. It is always just such a dream to travel into those mountains. You just feel like you've been sucked into these towering mountains. It's a valley enclosed on three sides by mountains, the Wemyshoek to the north, the Groot Drakenstein, and Franschhoek Mountains to the south. And these mountains act as guardians to the terroir, protecting it from storms and gales, acting as rain shadows. It really is a mountainous terroir, also offering, of course, different elevations and slopes. So there's a lot of winemaking that you can do in the valley, all the way from Cap Classique to full-bodied reds. Because of this mountainous terroir and all the different aspects and slopes and soils it offers. So Franschhoek, obviously, you know, we're celebrating Bastille coming up. So obviously there's a definite, you know, Francophile spirit in the valley. And that's because it's been wine producing from the 17th century, since the arrival of the French Huguenots, who came with a vine under one arm and a Bible under the other and set forth the viticulture in the valley. So would you like me to talk about the wines?
Definitely my next question, yes. Because I always feel like number of restaurants, there's so much to choose from. How does one actually make a choice?
Well, yes, because of this divergent terroir, there's a lot to choose from. But there are a couple of standouts I'd like to highlight. So Franschhoek has the second oldest registered red wine vineyard in the country. This was planted in 1932. It's the Lotte Vineyard. And a few people make some exceptional wines from it, including the Malinus with their Leo Passant range. They make a fantastic single varietal Cinsault. Mm. Lucas van Loggenburg also makes an amazing Cinsault named Lotte. So I would really seek those out. It's quite special. Also, Franschhoek is the cradle of old vine Semillon. Now, this is why I love Franschhoek so much. This is the real truth. Semillon is my absolute favorite wine. South Africa has some of the oldest Semillon vines in the world. In the early 1800s, it arrived in the country and has been planted ever since, mostly for the brandy industry at that time. But because there was so much Semillon, it started to mutate into something called Semillon Gris, especially as the vines got older. And Semillon Gris is very, very special. To explain, a Semillon grape is white, and Semillon Gris is a kind of pinky gray, and it makes really savory tea-like, really interesting textural wines. So some of the oldest, well, definitely the oldest vineyards of Semillon are in Franschhoek. And there are a couple of wine estates that make really interesting wines from that. So first of all, the La Colline vineyard is one of the greatest Cape Heritage vineyards of all. Planted in 1936, Chris Alheit makes his famous La Colline wine from here. He also uses it in his Cartology blend, and numerous other winemakers also get to use the fruit from this venerable vineyard. Rickety Bridge on their estate has the oldest, planted in 1905. It's absolutely spectacular, and the wine is sensational. And within this vineyard, you'll have Semillon Blanc and Semillon Gris, and they'll co-harvest it together for a really textural, interesting wine that tastes like nothing on this planet. Mm. And Buchanan's Kloof is another one to look out for. Also makers are one of my favorite Semillons, also using old vine Semillon. So really, it is a cradle of old vine Semillon, Franschhoek, something to really look out for. Another wine estate making an exceptional old vine Semillon in quite a quirky way is Black Elephant. So that's another one to look out for. And also great to have a tasting there, because you can do a music and wine pairing tasting, and they're super quirky, eccentric, and just kind of a fun brand that is great to seek out.
Oh, that sounds really good. What a wonderful way of celebrating Bastille Day.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had in Franschhoek. And then finally, of course, I would be remiss not to talk about Cap Classique. Franschhoek has a Cap Classique route. Many of the estates produce Cap Classique and some of the finest in the country. So we have Le Lude, Haut-Cabrières, Colmont, which is my favorite, Morrison. You know, there is so much wealth of Cap Classique. So, you know, just go in there, bubble along, and discover everything else as you go along.
Well, Meili, thank you for the inspiration. I am on my way.
I'll see you there.
That was award-winning wine writer Meili Lambert chatting to us about Franschhoek wines. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Bon appetit.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.